And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Lynette Taylor from Moms in Prayer, sharing with us this week on The Morning Munch. How are you, Lynette?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. All right. Father, I just pray, want to open with a brief prayer here, that I would rightly handle your word. And Lord, open our eyes and our hearts to hear what you are saying to us through your word. And we just thank you for your word. So this week, we have been looking at prayer. It's springtime's coming. It's planting season. So we've kind of made the analogy that our prayers are like planting seeds, and we need to do it, not just talk about it. And we talked about how we can prepare the soil of our hearts through praise and confession. And yesterday, we planted. We just prayed. And we can, you know, water those seeds with the Word of God. What we're going to talk about today is how a gardener or a farmer uses fertilizer to promote growth. And when I think of that in relation to prayer, I think of the hard things that happen in our lives as being that fertilizer. And when we have those hard things, like we might be doing what we're supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden something happens that throws us off, that we don't panic, but that we keep trusting in God and His sovereignty and His goodness. And to look at that, we're going to look at Matthew 14, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 22. It says, "Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away." Now, this was just after he had fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. "And when he had sent the multitudes away, Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost,' and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?' And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" So it's a very familiar story, but just want to pull out a few points that the disciples were doing what they were told to do, and the storm came up, and that was a boisterous storm. I like to think of Peter's boldness in asking Jesus to command him to come to him. I think sometimes we can have a boldness in prayer. You know, maybe Peter had just remembered the feeding of the 5,000 or whatever, but he had this boldness to say, "Can I come and walk on the water to you?" And Jesus says, "Come." But then all of a sudden, you know, Peter starts looking at the waves and he gets afraid and starts sinking. And I think that's what can happen to us in our lives, that all of a sudden something happens in our children's lives. You know, they're going along and all of a sudden we think, oh no, or all this, there's a virus and all the schools close. And we think, oh no, we're going to sink. But when we're afraid, we just need to be like Peter and look to the Lord. And he just simply said 3 words, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and pulled him up. And notice that, you know, when Peter was sinking, he didn't look to his buddies in the boat to pull him in, but he called to the Lord. And so that's just kind of the thought I want to share with you, that when things get shaky, that we look to the Lord. And I'll close out with a scripture from the Amplified version of the Bible in Romans 8:28. "And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose."
Amen. That's a good word for us, Lynette. Would you go ahead and close in prayer for us?
Sure. Lord, we praise you that you are always sovereign. You are always on your throne. You are always good. Lord, will you forgive us when we fear our circumstances instead of trusting you? We thank you for your power to help. We thank you that you always know just what to do to help us. Will you help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, and that we would abide in you and your word? You tell us that your word is a lamp for our feet and a light to our path. And Lord, when we walk in darkness, your word says in Isaiah 50, verse 10, Who walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Lord, may we trust in your name and rely on you, our God. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lynette Taylor joining us from Moms in Prayer, sharing the Word of God here on the Morning Munch. And Lynette, tell us about Moms in Prayer.
All right. Moms in Prayer is a ministry that has been around for about 35 years. And we are moms who gather together with other mothers or grandmothers. And I just want to say that we have moms in Prayer who their children aren't in school yet. And we also have, I pray with a mom who's 93 years old praying for her great-great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, that's awesome.
It just does not stop, okay? But we gather together wherever you live with other moms, and we pray for an hour for our children, the teachers, and the schools.
And if folks want to find out more information about Moms in Prayer or how they can get involved, how can they do so?
They can go to the website, and it's momsinprayer.org, and we have some awesome resources on the website. It's Hope for the Schools handout. There's a comfort prayer sheet, and there's also just a link there, right there, to connect with a local group so you can get connected and start praying. Our vision is to have every school in the world covered in prayer, because there's no child that God doesn't want to be impacted by Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, Lynette, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you.